Despite reassurances from the New South Wales government, welfare workers remain adamant that women and children will suffer as a result of the state government's new policy for homeless services. Last night, more than 100 people gathered in Sydney to voice their concerns about the policy changes under the Going Home, Staying Home reforms. 82 refuges across New South Wales are being shut down or taken over by larger church-based NGOs. Mandy Sammy went along to the community meeting last night and filed this report.
In an inner-city community hall just a few kilometres from the CBD is an angry mix of community workers and their clients. Their emotions are running high because of a New South Wales government policy change labelled the Going Home, Staying Home reforms. Basically, the state government is consolidating smaller, independent refuge operations. As a result, many are being taken over by bigger, faith-based charities like St Vincent de Paul, Mission Australia, Catholic Care and Wesley Mission.
There's a lot of people here who work in homelessness services that are at the front line of the restructure, some of which are closing, some of which will come under the jurisdiction of lead agencies, most of which are the big four Christian organisations. The problem is that they went from, I think it was 320 original, you know, organisations funded to provide crisis housing services, now down to 120. So you're seeing this massive condensation of organisations that know best how to work with their communities. Those agencies won't be able to get funding under the new rules.
That's Rachel Ashworth. She's a community worker and a member of the No Shelter Collective, which organised this gathering. She says dozens of smaller refuges that have decades of history with communities across New South Wales have lost contracts as a result of the government changes, and those most at risk will suffer. That's a view backed by Catherine Gander from the NGO Consulting Group. She's worked in women's refuges and is the former CEO of New South Wales Women's Refuge Movement.
The government has put the sector out to tender, the homeless service sector. You have to say that part of that was about making economic efficiencies around contracting. We have heard arguments from the minister and from senior bureaucrats that the services are all there. Well, the buildings may be there and the new providers coming in may be there, but there's absolutely no respect for the specialisation of women's services. And there's a number of services that are actually totally closing down. There's really a feeling in the sector there's been no consultation whatsoever from grassroots workers on the ground.
Tracy Robinson manages Jean's Place, a women's and children's refuge in the Sydney suburb of Marrickville. It's been operating since 1975, but is now among those set to close.
We didn't win a tender, so we're actually in the process of winding up. We closed our doors about 3 weeks ago officially. Clients are actually disgusted with the whole process. They're confused, they just don't understand how the government can come in and make such a drastic change to women and children's refuges. And a lot of them don't like the idea that they will be managed now under the big churches.
A representative from New South Wales Family and Community Services, who only identified himself as Paul, spoke at the meeting. He insisted that no refuges were being lost, but his explanation was met with laughter and sneers.
No refuge will close as a result of these reforms. So, yes, they may be managed by different organisations, but the government has made that commitment that no government-owned refuge will close as a result of these reforms.
The community anger comes at a time when federal welfare services are also being shaken up. Prime Minister Tony Abbott and his cabinet are making cuts, proclaiming a need for tough budgets.
Mandy Sammy reporting, and in a statement, the New South Wales Department of Family and Community Services has said that specialist services will continue and women will not share accommodation with men. It says about one third of all the new services will have a focus on women.